Chapter 9, The Story So Far. We've reached a key point in the story. Messiah is at the door. God's plan remains on track. So this may be a good place to pause and review the story so far. These are the main elements of it. First, our hunch. We all know deep down that God exists. God thoughts insist on coming. Admit to the craving and yield to it. Next, what God is like. God is vast beyond our imagination, but at the same time he loves us, his creatures, and longs for relationship with us. God is love, in the sense of a deep, unshakable commitment to our welfare. God is a trinity, three persons, yet one God, a sweet society of interpersonal love in himself. Next, God involves human beings. He chose to extend the circle of love to embrace us humans. Love is only love when freely given, so God took the risk of giving us freedom of choice to respond to his love. We abused that freedom and so began to feel alienated from him. Yet still we feel the need for him as much as ever. Next, towards a solution. God began to steer the events of world history towards a solution to the problem. He revealed himself little by little to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. The family grew to become the nation of Israel and ended up through Joseph as slaves in Egypt. Next, Israel's great deliverance. The Passover events led to the nation's release from slavery. Their miraculous crossing of the Red Sea made the break with Egypt final. Next, Israel in the Promised Land. Under Moses' leadership, they journeyed to the Promised Land of Canaan, where their ancestor Abraham had lived for a while. They settled in the land, making the temple in Jerusalem the focus of the nation's spiritual life. The plan was that their success and exemplary lifestyle would be a light for the Gentiles around them. Next, Israel's failure and decline. But they let God down by keeping his blessings to themselves instead of exporting them. In spiritual decline, the nation split two ways and ended up being invaded by Gentile armies. The temple was destroyed and the people carried off into exile in Babylon. Next, back in the land, but. Even when some returned and got the temple and the city of Jerusalem rebuilt, they felt that life was still only second best. The fact that their nation was constantly under foreign domination made them feel that the exile hadn't really ended at all. Next, pointers to better things. The prophets of Israel began to speak of a coming day when God would intervene to put everything right. He would establish his kingdom and rule over a blessed and fulfilled people. Some prophecies pictured God himself doing this. Others pointed to one who would reign on his behalf, the Messiah. The Jews began to realize that their problem was not just political, but moral and spiritual. Messiah would need to deal with that, the sin issue, first. Then the blessings of God could truly begin to filter out to the world at large. Along the way, we identified 10 signposts that, as we move on, will become keys to our understanding of Jesus and what he has achieved. These were 1. Abraham, the man of faith. 2. The sacrifice of Isaac. 3. Passover. 4. The Red Sea. 5. God's people. 6. The tabernacle. 7. The Day of Atonement. 8. The temple. 9. Kingdom. And 10. Exile and return. So now we can go back to the story and see what happened next.